We'll just talk.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Monica, this is the time of the year. I mean, obviously this year, I think maybe more than other years in the past, we've heard a lot about struggles with mental health. It's been, and there's been a lot of different factors to really draw into that. But I feel like this year has been one that's been a little bit more difficult than others.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a combination of several factors coming together. Of course, our commodity prices play a big role in that. We've had some weather impacts for some of the farmers in the region. And it's a compounding, kind of a perfect storm, actually, for a lot of stress and anxiety and depression to hit. And we have the time of year, the dark, cold days certainly don't help either.
Now, thankfully now it's becoming more and more, aware. People are becoming more and more aware. It's becoming more and more of a mainstream topic where, as before, this was a topic that wasn't talked about a lot. It feels like it's gotten more attention, and it feels like people are more open now than they have been.
I completely agree. And I think especially when we look at conversations about mental health and agriculture, I really credit a lot of that to the ag business, ag communications, you guys really stepping forward with carrying the message and normalizing it to the audience. And that's just helped to make people feel, I guess, some more of a sense of comfort in talking about their own struggles, which normalizes it for other people to go ahead and talk openly about theirs and seek help.
Now, when people are dealing with, these tough issues, I wonder, if there are things that, we can be looking for, as friends, family, whatever, that we can be looking for in others, signs, things that we can be doing so that we can be looking to maybe reach out and check in on people, if we think they're dealing with some things.
Yes, definitely. One of the biggest signs is withdrawal and isolation. So if people are just not reaching out in the way they used to, you're not seeing them around town or in church the way you used to, if even at home, if they are spending time away from other family members. So general isolation and withdrawing is an absolute warning sign. Other things might include just a sense of hopelessness. Maybe there's statements of hopelessness, like, this is never going to get better, I just can't do this anymore. There might be increased moodiness, kind of up and down mood swings, or really depressed mood, difficulty, just even getting out of bed and taking care of yourself, jumping in the shower. Those are all warning signs that that individual is really struggling.
So, other than, just reaching out to them and saying, checking in on them, as a friend or whatever, what are other things we can do to help them out?
Yeah, well, the checking in is really good. I mean, and if they're not reciprocating, don't give up. Like, continue to check in, go see them, go pick them up and take them somewhere. But another thing we can do is really encourage people, each other, ourselves, to look ahead at the future through kind of a lens of problem solving. I was just talking with a farmer yesterday, and he had kind of in his mind this worst case scenario when he was just running numbers through his head, that we're not going to make it, I'm not going to get operating dollars for this spring. He was running this all through his mind. But when he sat down and put pen to paper and talk things through with his wife. It's like, okay, it's not as bad as I was thinking. We have a plan. We can cut here. We can, you know, increase some income here. So that would be my encouragement, is that we often run worst case scenario thinking through our brains, and then our brains believe it. And so kind of get out of that loop, get some numbers or whatever the stressor is, you know, make a plan. Look at it as a problem solving endeavor. Seek help from your team. If you have a finance guy, a supportive lender, an accountant, a pharmacist management instructor, dig into the numbers, look at options, look at possibilities, and kind of takes us out of that emotion and gets us more into a thinking, planning, problem solving kind of mindset.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're dealing with feelings of hopelessness, they're dealing with the dark thoughts, those sorts of things, what do they need to do?
I would absolutely reach out to someone. It can be a pastor, a priest. It can be a trusted peer or mentor. It can be your doctor. It can be a counselor, a therapist. We have in Minnesota and North Dakota services for farmers, counseling services for farmers and their families specifically. So the worst thing to do is hold it in and keep it inside of yourself, because it tends to just grow in, you know, in effect. So finding a supportive, helpful person to talk to, if you feel like they're not hearing you or understanding you, don't stop there. Keep looking until you find somebody that does. Kind of like if we were going to a doctor for a broken arm and we didn't like the first doctor, they misdiagnosed or what have you, we would keep going till we found somebody that could fix a broken arm. And so similar in this situation, if your first contact with somebody isn't the most productive, you don't feel good about them, you don't feel like they understand you, don't give up. Keep working on contact where you're getting in touch with somebody who is that supportive person for you.
Perfect. Monica, thank you so much for that. I